screaming, trying to get the passenger's attention, but Tessa had no idea why. Mr. Bad Boy leveraged his body across the seat and stuck his head out the door so she could read his lips. "Get in or we're going to get mobbed. I'm recognizable and I really don't want anybody to get hurt. Please." His look was so persuasive and urgent that she jumped into the car without another thought, the driver hurrying to close her door and get the car in motion before the women could cross the busy street and descend on them. The man turned on the light in the back of the limo.
"We made it."
The cap came off his head quickly as he raked his hands through his short, dark, spiky hair. After he discarded the jacket, too, he reclined back on the seat, still angled toward her. Tessa couldn't help but be slightly amused by the relieved look on his face. "Your fan club?" she questioned teasingly.
"Actually, yeah. A few of them, anyway."
He looked at her curiously.
"You still don't recognize me?"
He was wearing a t-shirt, and she could see now that he had some very ornate tattoos on his biceps. She generally didn't care for tats on a guy, but somehow they suited him, and they weren't done up to the point of overkill. "No, I really don't. Should I?"
"My name is Xander. I'm a musician. We're performing here in Boston tomorrow night to a sold-out crowd. Our first album sold millions. I'm working on our next one."
Tessa pointed at her ear. "Deaf, remember? I don't keep up with the music trends much. Besides, I'm a classical music kind of woman."
"How do you know I'm not a classical artist?"
he retorted. She looked him up and down a few times. "Okay, maybe I'm stereotyping, but you look like a rocker. I'm sorry. Do you perform classical? If you do, I'm not familiar with your work." As an afterthought, she told him, "My name is Tessa, by the way." She was a little surprised that he didn't recognize her either, but the two of them were obviously worlds apart. He grinned mischievously.
"Hell no. I like all types of music, but I like to rock the house."
He asked her where she wanted to go, and Xander made arrangements with the driver before closing the window between them again.
"So, some idiot dumped you tonight, Tessa?"
he asked once he had leaned back in his seat again.
"Why?"
Before she knew it, Tessa was blurting out the entire story of her and Rick's breakup and some of the events leading up to the split.
"What an asshole,"
Xander commented as she turned into a blubbering idiot. He moved closer and put a comforting hand on her shoulder. She continued to sob. "He's right. Things have changed. He signed up for the old me, not the deaf me." He moved back a little and looked down so she could see his face.
"Don't you fucking dare make excuses for him. When you love somebody, you love the whole person. Losing your hearing shouldn't have made a damn bit of difference. Yeah, I'd be sad if somebody I loved had something happen to make their life more difficult, but you don't just fall out of love. I think real love grabs a guy by the balls and never lets him go. Superficial shit shouldn't matter."
Tessa wouldn't exactly call losing one of her important senses superficial, but Xander was validating what she thought love should be. "I think so too," she answered softly. Xander squeezed her shoulder.
"He wasn't the right one. Someday, you'll grab a man's nuts and he'll do anything to keep you."
Tessa snorted. Xander said whatever he thought in a pretty blunt way, but she was starting to like that about him. Obviously, there were tons of other women in the world who liked him that way, too. By the time they pulled up in front of Rick's house, Tessa was feeling more together. Somehow, Xander had made her feel slightly better, in his own unique way.
"Where will you go?"
he asked as the car pulled to a stop. "Home," she said adamantly. "I think it's time I find out who I really am." She needed to find herself again after losing who she really was to be the woman Rick wanted. She was beginning to understand that somewhere along the way, she'd lost herself.
"Where is home?"
"Amesport, Maine. It's a small coastal town. My parents still live there." Xander shrugged his wide shoulders.
"Sounds like as good a place as..."